This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Life change will never happen in your life. And I really mean this, and I say this as lovingly as I know how. Life change, radical life change, will never happen until you acknowledge two things. I am a sinner who needs forgiveness. And number two, Christ is the forgiver. He is the one who forgives my sin. And you can dress it up and say, I need this in my life, and I need this concept to develop in my life, and I need a good self-image, and I need this. You can talk about anything you want. But until you come to the place in your life as a man or woman or young person that you recognize what Paul did, that I am a great sinner, and he called himself the worst, and he meant it. It wasn't, you know, self-deprecating comment. He really meant that. And Christ is a great Savior. That is blueprint. That's the example. That's the model. That's the model for radical life change. I want to do a little verse by verse with you today. Verse 13 says, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Three things: blasphemer, persecutor, and violent man. He was talking about his past before he became the Apostle Paul. He was known, remember, some of you don't know this, but he had another name, Saul of Tarsus. His name was changed after coming to Christ. Some of you know what that's like because people use a different name when they talk about you. They use different names when they describe you, your past you, and the new you. And you know what I mean. What do you bring to the table in terms of your past? And I want to suggest this to you. Everybody has a past. I don't buy this notion that, you know, every third person has a past or every fourth person has a past. We all bring a past to the table. That's the nature of life. We are born into a world of sin. We're born into a world of sin to sinful parents. I don't know about you, but I had sinful parents, and so did you. Just like you're a sinful parent to some children that call you dad or mom. We're sinners who need forgiveness. And he describes his life in graphic terms in verse 13. And then verse 14, he said, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. What do you need poured out in your life? More money? That's what most people think. Lord, more money. Lord, just give me another car. Lord, we need a new house. We need about another 1,000 square feet and everything will be great. Thanks. And we tell the Lord what we want him to pour out in our lives. When's the last time that you or I, and I'm including myself, said, Lord, pour out your grace on me. Your grace and your mercy. Grace means unmerited favor, something I don't deserve. When's the last time you or I asked the Lord to do that? Pour it out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. I love verse 15. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. He meant that. That wasn't false humility. He meant that. Verse 16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Have you ever heard someone describe coming into money that brought radical life change to them, winning the lottery, getting an inheritance? Maybe you have. Maybe that's happened to you. The greatest life change that could ever happen is coming to know Christ. That's radical life change. This message will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.